Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two.
Two up on the upswing.
Courthouse funds the first. Two things that I'm seeing in and around the business world that you need to know about now. Look at Milwaukee County Courthouse. They have a big need there to re-envision and invest in its courthouse complex facilities, right? Including the historic courthouse right here in downtown Milwaukee, the public safety building, criminal justice facility, where the county provides state-mandated public safety services. Public safety building is out of compliance with the state Supreme Court standards, including the guidance that dictates how the building should be divided into three sectors: areas for public, restricted areas for staff and jurors, and secure areas for in-custody defendants and law enforcement officers. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers proposed $25 million for the courthouse complex project. The funding included, in the state of Wisconsin's 2025 to 2027 budget, would support Milwaukee County's design and preparation efforts to rebuild the courthouse complex. The project is in its early stages of design right now, with construction expected to begin in 2027 for a building that could open in 2031. Also, looking at the governor's budget yesterday and a bunch of the items listed, he's recommending four projects for inclusion in his operating budget as part of the Grants for Local Projects program. You got to look kind of deep into the budget for these things. These projects include the Green Bay New Community Shelter, some money for the YMCA in Milwaukee, and Community Smiles Dental Health Commons. The Second Harvest Food Bank in southern Wisconsin, that's in Madison. And then the Colfax Railroad Museum there in Colfax, Wisconsin. The State Building Commission will meet on Tuesday, March 25th, to vote on the governor's capital budget recommendations. Next up, former Walmart is evolving. The closed Walmart store near Wisconsin State Fair Park is being redeveloped into a Monterey Market and other businesses. The former Walmart, once a staple in that community, has been vacant since last May. The development is now seeking $250,000 from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, a grant that would help the owner pay for renovations. Among the new Monterey Market in that development at the former Walmart will include financial services company, an ice cream shop, and an America One insurance company as a tenant. It will not only provide groceries and services to the local community, but it will do so in a food desert, said the owner at the county board hearing yesterday. The grant application to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation was approved yesterday by the board's Committee for Community, Environmental, and Economic Development. It requires, though, a 75% match from private financing sources. This Walmart location is among three former Walmarts in the Milwaukee area that are being redeveloped into additional uses.